Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Well, today we return to our subject, conflict resolution between parents and teens. What an important time of life, these teen years, and parenting a teenager is a great privilege and yet is a great opportunity for some conflict. Our goal is not to avoid conflict. Our goal is to learn how to handle it in a healthy way. That's what we're talking about, and today is part five. Let's join the conversation. All right, are we ready to jump in?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. We are talking about conflict resolution between parents and teenagers, and we so far have looked at destructive ways we argue. And then we talked about the goal, and we want to just remind you of that. Our goal is to bring our children to maturity.
Yes.
So that they can enjoy true freedom. Don't ever forget that as a goal. And then we started last week really dealing with this Proverbs 18 passage about just biblical principles to help us to resolve conflicts.
Yes.
And so if you were with us last week, we talked about seven dangers to avoid.
Yes.
And then we had nine areas to develop, and we only got to six of them.
Right.
And so let's jump back into Proverbs 18 and talk about today developing patience, developing options, and developing a friendship.
Okay.
So let's start with verse 13, where we're talking about patience.
All right. Proverbs 18:13 says, "He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him."
And really what we're just learning there is that often as we don't have the time, we don't want to put the time in.
Right.
And we don't want to listen. It takes a lot of patience to listen with understanding, to say, okay, what's going on in your heart? Why are you upset?
Right.
Why are you bothered? Why are you so angry?
Yes.
And to draw, remember that last week we talked about you that were with us, we talked about in verse 4 where he talks about the well. It's like a deep well, and we got to reach in that well and draw out the emotion and draw out the truth.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of patience.
It
and
does.
The King James word in the New Testament for patience is long-suffering. And I think that's such a unique word, because the reason patience is required is because there's some suffering involved. And everybody knows that if you have a conflict in your family, if you have a conflict in your marriage, that's just painful. It does result in suffering.
Yes.
And when you have a conflict between you and a tweenie or you and a teenager, and they're bothered and you're bothered, and the home is uptight and mealtimes are annoying and there's sarcasm and rolling eyes and frustration or even yelling, when all that's involved, it really is a frustrating matter. Patience is essential.
Absolutely.
And we have to develop it. And that is a fruit of the Spirit, right?
Yes.
And so it's one of those things you ought to pray about. You ought to say, Lord, if you're one of these people that impatience is kind of normal to you, then you ought to make that a matter of prayer.
Right.
And you ought to ask the Spirit of God to help you to have patience when it comes to dealing with conflicts.
Well, and two, I would also say that if you as a parent, you have pretty obedient children and you have worked on obedience and not having an attitude with your children all the way through, from toddlers all the way through, and you are used to saying something and your teenager snapping to it, we parents that are like that, we tend to be very impatient then with our teenager. Why aren't you snapping to it when I'm telling you? And I understand, yes, we should still have the goal of obedience in our home. So if you ask your teenager to do something, yes, they should say yes, ma'am, and do it. But when it comes to those areas that you've not gotten into before, and all of a sudden there seems to be some conflict with your teenager, you're not understanding where they're coming from. Maybe they've developed a different attitude than they have before. Maybe they're being a little moody and you don't know what's going on, and you just want to snap your fingers at them and say, okay, you snap out of it. That probably isn't going to work anymore.
And it's not going to work at all.
Yes.
And the thing that changes there is that teenagers go through a transition time when emotions are all over the place.
Yes.
And so that goes back to the word patience. We have to have patience with them.
Right.
But it does boil down here to this idea of understanding where they are.
Yes.
And the other thing that starts happening in the teens is they start developing this cognitive ability. They start thinking things through.
Yes.
And the big question a lot of times is, well, why? And when they're younger, it's very appropriate to say, well, because I said so. This yes. is not debatable. This is the way it is. Mm-hmm. But it is a very valid thing for your child to begin to think things through. Why do we do what we do? Why right. does dad ask me to do this? Why does mom ask me to do this? Mm-hmm. That is entirely valid, and you should be okay with that because right. your child is learning how to respond, mm-hmm. and it takes a lot of patience on your part to understand this is a different transition. This is a different yes. time in their life. This is True. A transition time. And mm-hmm. and so that idea that there's emotions all over the place as they're going through that puberty, adolescent time,
right.
and the idea that they're starting to think things through mm-hmm. on a different level than they did when they were 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or even 10 or 11,
right.
that really does bring the need for a lot of patience.
Yes.
And so that's a good thing to develop.
And I was even just thinking, just as you were talking, that the Lord Jesus is very patient with us. And mm-hmm. so parents, remind yourself of that. How often has the Lord had to be patient with you as an adult who is emotional or moody or loses it over the silliest little thing, or gets frustrated in traffic and comes home with an attitude and doesn't speak right to the family or isn't kind to the family just because you've had a rough day. And the Lord is patient and kind to us. And so shouldn't we be walking with the Lord enough that we can show that kind of patience to our teenage children?
Absolutely. And I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm so glad that we don't ever have that issue. And so that's just such a blessing in our lives.
Right.
That we are never that way.
The Lord never has to be patient with us.
Just never has to.
Oh, we're just, okay.
Just, yeah, you know. Hmm. All right. So let's get back to the notes.
Yes.
Areas to develop. Number 8, develop options. Listen to the 18th verse. And let me read that for you.
All right.
The 18th verse says, "The lot causeth contentions to cease. And parteth between the mighty." Now that's an interesting verse, because what he's talking about there is that when a contention, when there was a disagreement, there was a way to offer options, and it was called a lot.
Right.
And so we would use the old term, they cast lots. Mm-hmm. And what they were doing is they were coming up with options that were suitable to the contention of the situation.
Okay.
And when you're dealing with your younger children, oftentimes you don't need options, you need obedience. Mm-hmm. So when you're dealing with a 7 or an 8 or a 9 year old, you don't have to give them options to think it through. You teach them what is right, because that's a time when you're teaching, you're showing them what is right, you're demanding them to learn obedience.
Right.
In the teen years, as they're thinking things through, mm-hmm. contentions begin to come, and the contentions can get very large, and they can come out of nowhere. They can catch you off guard.
Right.
And what the Bible is reminding us of here is that one of the ways we develop good conflict resolution skills is we learn how to develop options. And we'll talk later, if not today, in one of our upcoming episodes, we'll talk about how that sometimes what we have to do is make a list of pros and cons. All right, we have options here. If we do this, mm-hmm. what are the pros of this? What are the cons? Mm-hmm. And then we compare the two. It's never wrong, mom and dad, for you to help your child to work through a contentious issue by offering options.
Right.
And sometimes we've done that with our kids. Like I know I have on major issues before said, all right, now this demands correction. In other words, there's punishment involved in this.
Right.
And say to our kids, I'm going to give you 3 options. You can choose which one you want. And you talk that through with them. You list for them, if you take this option, here's what it's going to mean. If you take this option, and the Bible seems to be supporting that in Proverbs 18, because right. the lot causes contentions to cease. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about conflict resolution, and there's contention all over the place.
Right.
Options help with that. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I was even just thinking, maybe you have to say no as a parent to something. Maybe there's a party on the weekend and your child really, really wants to go, but after you've discovered who all's going to be there, you're not comfortable with the whole situation. And so maybe instead of just outright saying no, maybe you could give them some options. Well, you know what? You know I'm not comfortable with the other children who are going to be at this party, so why don't we either go out as a family, or maybe we'll stay in as a family and have pizza and a movie night or a game night or whatever that is, and give your child something that they can look forward to. Maybe it's not going to be the great thing that everyone else in their class is going to do, but at least it's not just a solid no and they're sitting at home alone in their room with nothing to do, thinking about all of their classmates.
That's really good. That's a really, really, really good point there. All right, let's get the last one here. Areas to develop. The last one I would say is to develop a friendship. And this is going to springboard into, you know, several thoughts here today.
Right.
But to develop a friendship, listen to what verse 24 says.
A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Now think about what he's saying here. In Proverbs 18, we've talked through seven different dangers that we should avoid when it comes to conflict resolution. And now we're talking about areas to develop. And then I like that, how it just closes out that proverb by talking about friendship. And a man that has friends must show himself friendly.
Right.
In other words, we have to work at a friendship. There's demands of a friendship. There's requirements for there to be a friendship.
Yes.
And so the Bible's making a very strong case right there that if we develop the friendship, it's a tie that is absolutely astronomically powerful, is what he's making.
Right.
And that leads us to some actions to take.
Well, I was even going to comment on that. There are, sadly, a lot of parents, even Christian parents of teenagers, who think that it is maybe even physiologically impossible for them to develop a close relationship with their teen. It's like something happens when they turn 12 or 13 and things just disintegrate and your child doesn't want to be around you anymore and you don't want to be around them anymore. And then all of a sudden, magically, they turn 21 or 22 or 25 and all of a sudden you have a friendship again. I really don't think, first of all, that that's biblical or even that it practically has to be that way. You can be close to your teenager. So don't swallow that cultural lie that, oh no, everything's going to fall apart and there's no way we can be friends.
And we're going to talk to you about how to make that happen.
Yes.
And so that's a very important part of what we're talking about here. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Thanks for being here today for part 5 of Conflict Resolution Between Parents and Teens. And of course, if you'll join us next time, we'll be talking through part 6. This is an important topic, and we're glad you've joined us. Remember that the Keeping It Young is a co-production of TILradio.org and the Keeping It Young podcast.com. You can visit us on the web, and you're welcome to do so, and we would love to hear from you along the way. Reach out anytime. Have a great day, and remember now, serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.